truly as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, none of the men who have seen my glory and my signs that I did in Egypt in the wilderness, and yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not obeyed my voice, shall see the land I swore to give to their fathers. And none of those who despise me shall see it. Look what God is saying about the men that I just mentioned. Men with opportunity, men with skills, men that were recognized as leaders, men with potential, men that stood out. God says, none of those men are going to see my glory. None of those men are going to cross over. None of those men are going to cross over. You go ahead and have your seats. Nobody remembers them. Who were these men? With opportunity. With God behind them. With great leaders in front of them. I mean, look at their leader. It was Moses. Moses was their pastor. Out of thousands of men, these 10 men were chosen. Go and see what the land is like. Go and represent our tribe well. Go and tell us what you see, what you feel. Go and represent us in the name of the Lord. And we hear, after they go and they come back, if you know the story, God is saying, those men that were given that privilege, those men that had me, those men that I revealed in signs and wonder, those men that I showed up time and time again, those men that did not take what I had for them, they will not cross over. He even goes on to say, those men that despise me. And then they just kind of fade away in history. Fade away so much that nobody remembers their names. They fade away so much that when I ask, do you know who these men are? Many of us, probably almost all of us, said, I don't know who they are. They just fade away and you don't hear about them anymore. One of the reasons why, and I know there's a lot of factors why, faith, fear, all these different things that were taking place, all these different factors that went into play, but one of the reasons why, one of the main reasons why I believe that they did not get to cross over into the promised land is because they did not accept what God had for them. They did not pursue what God offered them. What God wanted to give them. What did God want to give them? A land flowing with milk and honey. What did God want to give them? God wanted to give them the abundance of who He was. God wanted to give them, you know, things that would blow anybody's mind. God wanted to give them over and over and over the abundance of what was in His heart. He wanted to give them milk and honey. He wanted to give them things that went beyond any human reasoning. No limits to what God wanted. God wanted to give them the best. Go and see if what I tell you is not true. Go and see that I don't want to give you the best. Go and experience. And they went. And we know the story. They came back with a bad report. They saw the goodness of God. They saw the abundance of the land. They saw the size of the grapes and the figs and the pomegranates. They saw how good God was. They saw the abundance of what God wanted to give them. They saw it is a land Their report even says, in the word, says that it is a land flowing with milk and honey, but there's giants. There's hard work. There's blood, sweat, and tears. I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to give my life to this. I'm not sure if I want to lead my family into that land, into that place. I'm not sure if it's worth it. I'm not sure if this is really what I want to do with my life. I was thinking something else. I was kind of thinking that if I crossed over, it was going to be a little different. I thought it would turn out a little bit different. I didn't know that I had to go and pray. I didn't know that I had to go and fast. I didn't know that I had to go and fight. I didn't know that I had to go and follow orders and obey. And I didn't know about those things. I just thought I was going to go and get blessed and get blessed again and get blessed again. I didn't know those things. And I don't know if I want to do that. This chapter, chapter 14, is addressing this very thing. That if God has promised you and me something, and listen to this, and not only promised us, but provided a way to obtain it, yet by our own choosing, we refuse what he offers, we cannot and will not inherit the promises of God. And by our own choosing, we are destined to wander in the wilderness of life. That is not God's will. That is not the will of God. God put things in front of them. The word that came to me is, things are in front of us, church, that are within reach. I can do it. You could do it. God will put a promise. God will put, it's within reach. You can do it. You might have to stretch a little bit. You might have to give a little bit. It might disrupt your schedule a little bit. It might pry you out of your comfort zone a little bit, but it's within reach. God ain't going to give you a promise if you can't obtain it. He's going to give you a promise, and he's going to provide a way to get that promise and see that promise come to pass in your life. But we have to choose. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want my name to be on that list. I don't want my name to be on that list that God offered me something great and I chose not to pursue it. I chose not to obtain it. I chose not to do what I had to do to get to that place. I don't want to be on that list. Do you want to be on that list? Because I don't think anybody in this place wants to be on that list. But if you go with me to verse 24, but my servant Caleb, look what God's saying, but my servant, Caleb. Because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land in which he went, and his descendants will possess it. Let me read that verse in the Message Bible. But my servant Caleb, this is a different story. He has a different spirit. He follows me passionately. I'll bring him into the land that he scouted, and his children will inherit it. Look what God is saying. What you're going through, Caleb, what you're involved in, the choices you got to make are not only about you, but they're about your children. I don't want to make a choice today that can affect my children 10 years from now. He had to make a decision just like the other men that I named. But let me ask you this question. Who's ever heard of Joshua and Caleb? Raise your hand. Why? Why is it we don't remember the other 10 and we remember these two? Because Caleb was different. And this morning, God is looking for a man or a woman that is willing to be different.
Is the video up? Ready to go? I want to show you a video.